This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.
Everybody is to leave here immediately. This cafe is closed until further notice. Clear the room at once.
How can he close me up? On what ground?
I'm shocked to find that gambling is going on in here.
You're winning, sir.
Oh, thank you very much. Everybody out at once.
Round up the usual suspects.
2-1-1-0.
I know some people want me to bypass Congress and change the laws on my own.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
The original Constitution, I think it is an imperfect document, and I think it is a document that reflects some deep flaws.
And that would authorize him to use the military to arrest people in the United States who, in the president's opinion, are enemies of the country.
You'll find that they've also asked for the right to imprison farmers who wouldn't keep books as prescribed by the federal government. The Secretary of Agriculture asked for the right to seize farms through condemnation and resell them to other individuals. And contained in that same program was a provision that would have allowed the federal government to remove 2 million farmers from the soil.
New government Republicans and Democrats were busy shredding the last vestiges of the Constitution. They're talking about inserting the army into domestic law enforcement. The homeland is part of the battlefield, and people can be held without trial, whether an American citizen or not.
I have been often to, the mothership in New York City, but it's good to have an outpost of the council right here down the street from the State Department. We get a lot of advice from the council, so this will mean I won't have this far to go to be told what we should be doing and how we should think about the future.
Take off the tinfoil hat
and put on the Kevlar.
It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
Well, hello and welcome to Agenda 21 Radio. This is the radio show that is stopping totalitarianism, one exceptional American at a time. And yes, ladies and gentlemen, are you that exceptional American? I suspect you are. That's why you're listening to this radio show. So welcome aboard. We got a lot of things to cover here on Agenda 21 Radio. We're talking about the national shutdown, I guess you can say. 2 weeks, 3 weeks, 6 weeks, however many weeks it's going to last. We just do not know at this point in time. But, you know, there's, I guess there's a ray of sunshine after all, right? There's New California. We're going to be talking about that, in fact, in just a few moments. But I wanted to bring it kind of up to date. Work, school, sports, elections halted for millions as first full week of coronavirus shutdowns begin. So we're shutting down schools. We're shutting down the nation for at least a couple of weeks. That's what they say. To control the coronavirus outbreak, which I find very interesting. Being a biologist and understanding virology, it's a very interesting case study. Anyway, if you'd like to find out more about the coronavirus outbreak and so on, you can visit us at agenda21radio.news. That's agenda21radio.news, and of course, newcaliforniastate.com. We'll have you updated on all the things that are going on there. You know, we don't want to keep our eyes off the ball, though, because, you know, this is a big nation, and there's a lot of things going on around the nation, which is, you know, very, very important to us, the economy being one of them. And with us right now is our very own expert in the economy, Chris Street. We've invited Chris on because there's so many different dynamics going on with the markets. And lo and behold, we have to be watching what the markets are doing. Chris, what are the markets doing? We have a municipal bond breakdown, so to speak, issue, explosion, implosion, what?
Well, that was the problem, Paul, is that everybody was watching the stocks and nobody was watching municipal bonds. And municipal bonds broke as much as 25% down last week. Now, these are the lower rated bonds, but pretty soon all municipal bonds of very leveraged organizations like the state of California, probably Los Angeles, clearly Illinois, you know, Connecticut, you know, these things are toast, as they say in the markets, because there's no liquidity. Nobody wants to own that paper because they know the size of the problem and the leverage of the organizations is just not sustainable.
Well, I guess the big question, you know, for all of us in the New California Movement, we had our big meeting last night on phone. We had nearly a couple hundred people on the line, which was very interesting, and public phone call that we have every Sunday night at 7 o'clock Pacific time. A lot of people worried about the coronavirus and all the things that are going on with the coronavirus. Obviously, we've taken our eyes off the main ball, which is, you know, the bond issue, because one of the main ones, that's the bond issue, issues, if you will. And you talk about municipal bonds. These are a special type of bond. Explain to people what municipal bonds are and the relationship to New California.
Well, municipal bonds are the bonds of local, state, that are issued by government entities. And for example, in Orange County, I think there's 360. So it's amazing how much debt is out there in the government, in the municipal bond market. You know, the advantage of they're tax exempt for both state and federal taxes. That, by the way, is a choice of the federal government, not a requirement that the federal government makes them exempt. But they're used for all the leverage in the state of California. And clearly, California can't survive without borrowing. This is an organization that's priced to perfection, as we say in the stock market. That means they borrowed the absolute maximum amount of money that they can borrow under law and under the willingness of banks to lend it to them. You know, in 2009 and 2010, the state of California failed, and they had to pay script to their vendors. It didn't last that long. One of the bailouts was the train to nowhere. People think that that was a stupid move. Essentially, Jerry Brown got $8.6 billion in a wire transfer by simply saying they would build the stupidest train on the face of the planet. And, you know, if, when you're in crisis, you know, money from anywhere seems like a pretty good deal.
Sure. So now you got money from nowhere, and we have a train to nowhere, a boondoggle, so to speak, that we're sort of strapped with, at least at this point in time. But the municipal bond market having, I guess you can say, really kind of taken a nosedive. What's the impact on municipalities in California, given the circumstances surrounding California's ever-present thirst for the dollars, price to perfection, like you said, they're at that place where they really can't, they have no wiggle room. What is the impact going to be on these local communities that aren't going to be able to finance their bonds?
Well, I think that there's going to be defaults all over the place, you know, and this is going to be the wake-up call for most Americans. Many Americans have all their money in municipal bonds. I can't imagine why, but, you know, they do. Yeah, you can say it's a good investment and all that kind of stuff. And it's a good investment 90% of the time. But, you know, it's usually the 10% of the time when you are needing to make sure that, you know, your investments can actually perform.
Right.
And right now, I think that most cities and counties probably can last for months. I'm not sure the state of California can last more than 2 months. So, you know, this is going to be the greatest ideological argument in the history. You know, is government more important than people, or people more important than government?
Well, and again, you're seeing something being implemented right now we've never seen in our nation's history, and that is basically the complete shutdown of our nation for an extended period of time, all caused by the coronavirus, which, you know, in my opinion, there isn't the die-off, that's how you kind of rate it, is not too much different than a minor flu infection around the world, which they do go around the world. You can call them pandemics at a very low level, but I'm not seeing the death rates that are skyrocketing, as they say. I hear that Italy's having a problem, but you know, that's not America. It doesn't seem like America is having the problem. Your comments on that?
Well, I just don't think, you know, Paul. And, you know, this will not be as bad as some places like, you know, Italy, where the mayor of Florence said, hug an Asian. He said everybody should go, you know, make sure, because they don't want to be xenophobic and racist. You know, they should hug an Asian. They should, you know, welcome these immigrants that are going to be able to, you know, be our maids and things like that, because that's really what it's about. You know, they want to break wages. It seems like a responsible thing if you're a You know, if you're making $300,000 a year, why would you really want to pay for somebody, you know, to do the work? Why not get somebody from, you know, American do the work? Why not get somebody from, you know, who's does it under the table? You pay them cash, you know, $6 an hour,
right.
Laugh like crazy, and then you go have your virtuous meeting with your liberals and try to socially justify it. I mean, the bottom line is illegal aliens outsourcing is wage breaking. It always has been, always will be. The real question now is that we're in this as a national crisis. You know, I don't think that there should be any discrimination about individuals when it comes to, you know, rescue services and such like that. On the other hand, Americans have the train to globalism is empty. Everybody got off at the station.
Well, that's an interesting comment.
This is an imported destructive force, and it just happens to be the imported destructive force that now is all of society is experiencing, not just the, you know, the 12 or 13 million Americans who lost good, high-paying jobs during the last 10 years.
Well, you know, you bring up a very important point, and that is that you're seeing the influence of globalism right here in the United States, where, and akin, that when you have the influence at this level of globalism, you're going to start to hear cries from some of the globalists to basically seize power, more power, and violate more civil rights. We got Chris Street with us right now. We're going to be coming back. Stay with us. More to come here on Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, a21r.com, and, of course, newcaliforniastate.com. We'll be right back.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Protecting your phone conversations from snooping agencies, foreign governments, and those who would use your conversations to hurt you and your family is the most important action that you can take today. DEF, Defense Enabling Assisting Framework, protects all your conversations and text messages. Don't find your conversations on social media sites or in the storage bins with big governments around the world. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system. I've used the DEF system since 2014 and have been 100% protected. Go to a21r.com, that's a21r.com, and sign up for the DEF system today. That's a21r.com and sign up for the DEF system today. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry MyPillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Agenda 21 Radio is brought to you by Aram Solar. Yes, if you want to make sure your house is powered and you want solar, go to Aram Solar. But also, because of the recent behavior of California, boy, how appropriate it is we're talking about that right now. Shutting off power to 43 counties is not a fun thing. And by the way, it doesn't need to happen. But if it does happen, you need to be prepared. Get yourself a generator for your house. Aram Solar can do just that. It can provide electrical power at any time for any shortage that pops on. If your power pops off, they will pop on with a generator. All you need to do is give them a call at 866-676-5276. That's 866-676-5276. That's Aram Solar, the best solar you can get, but also the best generation you can get when your house runs out of energy. Don't let yourself be held hostage by the energy companies any longer. That's 866-676-5276, Aram Solar.
There are enough laws on the books by Congress that are very clear in terms of how we have to enforce our immigration system.
All aboard!
He's undoing the UN, one community at a time. It's Paul Preston.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. We're with Chris Street right now, and we're talking about the coronavirus. We're talking about the impact upon municipal bonds and, of course, the whole financial picture going forward with the United States. First, Chris, I wanted to get your thoughts on what Mayor de Blasio is calling for, the nationalization of the industries that takes a hold of the supply chain that is in question right now for medicinals and things like that. Your thoughts on de Blasio claiming that we need to nationalize everything right now?
I have a conversation with China's president, Xi Jinping, right? As I wrote last week, 80% of our pharmaceuticals and the starter compounds for them come from China. I mean, this is another example of the disaster of the Clinton and the Obama years that just went absolutely all in for globalism. I mean, isn't it amazing that we are now completely reliant on China?
Yeah.
I think we can get out of that. The last thing you want to do is I love the, you know, no profiteering here. You know, no profit means no sales, right?
Yeah.
why are you going to hire anybody if you can't make a profit? I mean, I love capitalism now when they need a cure for this more than they've ever loved it. You know, so if you want to be a socialist, you know, how did that work in Wuhan?
Well, you know, and the thing is that what people might not realize is that in essence what you bring out the point that the supply chain is nationalized. It's nationalized by the communist Chinese, the one that comes to us. I mean, it's just almost stupid. Well, it is stupid to think of that. But it seems the president is, of course, doing the right thing. He's imploring these companies to actually go out and produce more and all that stuff. They seem to be very, very responsive. So free market capitalism, I think ultimately, of course, we'll win the day. And I just have to question what the heck they're doing overall with the low death rate that you see with this virus.
Well, I don't know whether the death rate is low. It's not a matter of what the death rate is. It's a matter of what the death rate will be, correct?
Yeah, but we're not seeing high. If you take a look at China, they're not coming out with really stellar numbers based upon their population. I mean, you know, they've got 1 billion people.
Right. And so, you know, this is what it is. This is a military op. We're getting the first example of what would happen if the United States gave away its sovereignty. Isn't that what really these problems are?
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
We don't have the capacity, or we don't exercise the capacity to be self-sufficient. America won, you know, World War I, World War II, the Cold War, all these issues because we were self-sufficient. So how's that going to work? You know, you take a look at the United States, you know, we can do this ourselves. In China, you know, 20% of all their economic activity is exported. You know, more is exported to Europe than the United States, but that's their business model. They don't produce, I guess they import almost 6 million barrels a day of oil. Maybe that's come down. But the bottom line, even in the worst case situation, China has to import oil, you know, to keep the lights on. That's amazing. I mean, we did this, environmental alternative for solar and wind. All that stuff comes from China. All those solar panels, all those wind turbine blades, all made in China.
Well, you know, I guess the bigger picture for everybody to understand, I think you just actually hit it out of the park with the statement that this is what it would look like if we wanted to all turn into globalists. This is exactly what it would look like under their yoke, what we're experiencing today. Absolutely.
The word you just used, yoke, that's right. You're the donkey.
Or the oxen.
Well, I mean, you know, I don't even think they give you credit for being an ox. You know, oxen's pulled the Conestogas across the, you know, the plains and all the way to California. You know, nobody hooked up a bunch of donkeys.
No, they didn't.
You mean the big, rough, and strong. You know, America's become weak and shriveled by public policy. I mean, this is Barack Obama sitting there, you know, goes and says it clearly. Those jobs are never coming back. In his mind, they're never coming back because, you know, I need $5-6 labor. He thinks that's good for America. He actually thinks that. We'll just put you all on welfare. You don't want to work. Yeah, you know, we'll get somebody else to do the work, and we'll put you on welfare, and you'll vote for your Democrat friends, just like you've always voted for your Democrat friends.
Right. Well, let's talk a little bit about if you're a municipality and you're sitting there with some of these bonds, and everything has just fallen through the roof. What would you suggest to some of these municipalities out there, and of course the communities that surround them and support them?
Well, remember that municipalities have tax drops and sales revenue, correct, for the state of California?
Right.
Okay. And the one tax they don't have is the property tax. There was a flip, and the property tax goes to the state, and the local government, cities and counties, are highly reliant on sales taxes. Now, everybody's in the market, I got to say that, but a lot of that's not taxed. But when you take a look at what's going on in the shopping centers, department stores, you know, new car dealerships and such like that, it's gone.
Yeah.
I mean, in my son's out looking to buy a house, and I'm telling him, you know, the prices are going to drop 30-40%. They already have.
Yeah. Let me stop you there, because I think a fine point that needs to be understood by the audience is that here in California, the property tax in the years past was paid to the county treasurer. Now, there has been a revelation, and the property taxes go directly to the state. Is that correct?
What was it? There was called the triple flip. And, you know, the state back in the 90s was afraid that, you know, sales taxes would shrink too fast. And so they simply flipped the script, and the cities and counties got the sales tax. And, you know, they took most of the property tax. You know, that is going to be a problem for the state. It seems like it's pretty good on paper. It means the state takes 1 or 2 years for the state to really suffer on revenue losses. That was the idea. But the state of California has spent forward all of that property tax money, you know, all that stable money, and everybody's going to be asking to have their houses reassessed. So I said a year ago, October, I said in our recent convention in San Luis Obispo that the meteor is getting really, really orange.
Right.
It's auguring in, and people are having a hard time denying that there's two suns out there. You know, I didn't think the coronavirus would, I had no idea it could hit this fast, but it didn't matter. Whatever it was, a horrible earthquake, the coronavirus, you know, something else, California has no reserves. And the real question is California going to be able to convince the nation that you should bail out the most flaky group of people, the most selfish spenders of federal dollars on the planet? Should you bail them out? You know, giving a drunk, you know, another bottle of Jack Daniels is not a policy issue.
It's not a desirable, it's not a desirable cure for the problem.
Right. I mean, this is people who have no self-control. I mean, they admit it. They admit it that there's so much. Look at the homeless. God knows how much money spent on the homeless. That is a biological bomb blowing up on everywhere in America.
Right.
I mean, the streets of San Fran feces, you know, that is dangerous. You know, we used to have cholera in America. We had all these diseases that are all coming back.
Right. And of course, you know, it's just a hotbed for so many other things that are going on, the social ills and so on. So many people can't work. I mean, the bottom line to this is these people just don't have the jobs. The middle class is gone. The middle class businesses have left. And it looks like now with this viral scare, we're going to lose a lot more mom and pop businesses as well. And we got the music coming up. We'll be back right back. We're talking to Chris Street here. And we'll get into some more details about what's going to be happening with, well, I guess the market. Stay with us. Yeah! protecting your phone conversations from snooping agencies, foreign governments, and those who would use your conversations to hurt you and your family is the most important action that you can take today. DEF, Defense Enabling Assisting Framework, protects all your conversations and text messages. Don't find your conversations on social media sites or in the storage bins with big governments around the world. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system. I've used the DEF system since 2014 and have been 100% protected. Go to a21r.com, that's a21r.com, and sign up for the DEF system today. That's a21r.com and sign up for the DEF system today. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry MyPillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Agenda 21 Radio is brought to you by Aram Solar. Yes, if you want to make sure your house is powered and you want solar, go to Aram Solar. But also, because of the recent behavior of California, boy, how appropriate it is we're talking about that right now. Shutting off power to 43 counties is not a fun thing. And by the way, it doesn't need to happen. But if it does happen, you need to be prepared. Get yourself a generator for your house. Aram Solar can do just that. It can provide electrical power at any time for any shortage that pops on. If your power pops off, they will pop on with a generator. All you need to do is give them a call at 866-676-5276. That's 866-676-5276. That's Aram Solar, the best solar you can get, but also the best generation you can get when your house runs out of energy. Don't let yourself be held hostage by the energy companies any longer. That's 866-676-5276, Aram Solar.
Deep in a bunker, way behind enemy lines, broadcasting the truth about what's really going on. Agenda 21 Radio.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. We're with Chris Street, and we're talking about what's going on in the markets, the economy, New California, and the rest. And, of course, it's a sort of dire day. Right now, the market has been just opened. And, Chris, do you have the numbers for the market right now? Have you seen those?
Well, we're open. Most stocks were suspended at the opening. Let's see how we did to get it going. But my sort of belief is that it's still locked down 1,041, which means, you know, frozen trading, down 10%, circuit breakers and all that kind of stuff. So you really don't know yet what the story is. Obviously, interest rates have just completely crashed. The Fed came in over the weekend and basically said, as we used to say on Wall Street, buy them all, live in City Hall. You know, they flooded the credit markets with cash and basically said any commercial paper out there telling the banks to roll it over, we'll back your play. You know, they bailed out. Last week, big corporations pulled on their credit lines. So, you know, the banks became under stress.
Right.
And
right.
The problem is you don't know who the stress is with, right?
Well,
as I said, when it comes to, you know, big transactions like property and such like that, there's just not going to be any liquidity. You know, I believe that America will continue to succeed because we've been through earthquakes, we've been through hurricanes and such like that. And food distribution won't be as big a problem as some people think it is. most people stocked up. If you didn't, you need to buy pasta. good old pasta and tomatoes. That's what you want.
And toilet paper if you can get it.
Yeah. I think that's interesting that we produce all of the wood, and they actually ship the wood to China to make the rolls and it comes back.
Oh, no. Now, listen, let's not get that word out there. The Chinese might shut down the toilet paper distribution. And we aren't equipped to make toilet paper in this country any longer.
Well, it's interesting you say that because officials in China have said they should punish America for their attitudes.
Yeah.
That is just amazing that, you know, the outsource producer, you know, essentially says you need to go to the woodshed and take a beating. That's amazing that you'd ever put the country in that kind of position. This is the New World Order and the rewards you get for it. How you liking it, America?
Yeah, you know, that's just it. And again, I want to go back to your comment. This is a clear demonstration of if America goes globalist like this. This is what it'll be like.
I mean, this is what the rest of the world dealt with, you know, whether it was in wars or whether it was in, you know, Great Depressions and such like that. The place that ate regularly was the United States. Even in the worst of the Great Depression, there was food.
Right.
The rest of the world, not so much.
Right. Well, and that's just it. I mean, we were scrounging around for food. You know, I can definitely remember the discussions that were being talked about. Right now, I'm getting an indicator that the market's down 2,200. I don't know if that was – I'm just getting the feeds from my own sources here. But I don't know what the live tick is. You have the live tick there, Chris?
There's no live tick yet.
It's all done? Yeah.
No, I'm not saying it's not – nothing is reliable yet. People can say they want indications. You know, indications are obviously, you know – it's funny, the CNBC anchor, you know, good old NBC, we know what the politics is. They go, shut the markets down. I can't take this. I mean, and it is up to this point, amazingly, the markets have worked. They've worked painfully, but they work. You know, in other countries, they just shut it down. And once you shut it down, you know, the whole business community collapses. That's what they should try to avoid.
So as the day progresses, we're going to have to be checking in with. We might go live on YouTube to basically get this information out to people. So, you know, this is going to be kind of an interesting thing, the globalist play. And you see de Blasio, I don't know if I'm going to go back to, I think, the Fox people. De Blasio urges nationalization of key industries, calls coronavirus outbreak a war-like situation. Yeah, and of course, this is everybody's good friend, the socialist. He's a communist. We admitted communist. And of course, here's the cry from the communist side, go ahead and nationalize everything.
He already did. The reason we're doing this is because we nationalized production from America. You outsource it and nationalize it. You essentially have a new world order that manages this and a bunch of cronies and elitists on top never made more money in their life. I mean, this has been a lot of fun. Now it's not going to be very fun. If you're our effort for New California was based on the fact that globalism had failed to distribute much of any benefits to the average American, let alone California. Now you're in a situation that even the socialists and whatever they are, are saying, well, the only thing you did wrong is you didn't double down on globalism.
Right.
You need to nationalize this, and we can manage it for you because we're so smart. I mean, look at the box of rocks that is going on in New York.
The box of rocks. That's a fact. Yeah. Well, you know, it's interesting. The Cretans, the communists, start to come out at a moment like this to seize power, and this is something that everybody. You know, as we look at history, this is exactly what happened, like in the Russian Revolution and so on. This is their time. They see a weakness. They're going to start calling for people to do stupid things. And pretty soon the useful idiots start to come into play and, you know, the whole revolution starts. I don't think we're going to get to that sort of thing. But it does bode badly, I think, for Americans you know, in terms of their thinking globalism, to take a look at what's happening today. This is globalism brought to you by the totalitarians. And, you know, this is what we represent and stand against here at Agenda 21 Radio. I open up my show all the time talking about, gee whiz, you know, stopping totalitarianism one exceptional American at a time. And right now, this is, and again, Chris, wouldn't you agree, this has been a strong progression over the last 20, 30 years to bring us to this point.
Well, in their mind, it was a correct move.
Right, right.
I mean, the one thing that's really beautiful about virtue signaling liberal is when their policies have adverse consequences, they demand that you double down on the policy.
Right.
It's not that the policy was bad; it's your administration of the policy. Last night in the debate, it was very, very interesting that Joe Biden is talking about all the success stories of the Obama administration, the lowest economic growth outside of the Depression. I mean, here's a group of people that came in and in a really bad recession were only the second administration in the history of the United States to raise taxes. You know, the first one was Herbert Hoover, and we saw how that worked out in the Great Depression. You just got lucky when Obama came in that the fracking boom had already started and America was on the cash rich side. No matter what happens to, you know, the cost of oil or whatever, America has oil and gas, and the rest of the world pretty much is reliant on somebody else.
Yeah. Well, you know, that's just we're poised as a nation. I think this is what many people need to understand. We've got a commercial, but that's where we're going to blow through the commercial. What people need to understand is we're very well poised in this nation to weather any kind of storm as long as we all keep our heads about ourselves and don't do stupid things. You know, we have a wealth of natural gas, a wealth of fuel and oil. We have a wealth of course, food, and we're the breadbasket of the world. So our situation is more of a social situation than anything else, in understanding that, you know, we just need to continue to follow the rules and do the right things as we go forward. I think that, you know, when you take a look at the rest of the world, though, man, they're going to be hurting in a big way. And China right now is starting to experience even worse things. You were talking about last night that there was a disruption in their food chain, which is going to be very bad for them.
Well, that's interesting because I'm already, you know, as somebody who said this thing was going to be monstrous 5-6 weeks ago and, you know, got a lot of pushback from folks saying that I was trying to create a problem. Somebody called me a troll. I remember that. Somebody called me a troll for making these kind of warnings. And, okay, all right, I'm a troll. You know, now I'm right. So what's the next issue? The next issue is it's not the atomic bomb going off that kills you. It's the wind and the pressure coming from the bomb that it tears you apart. These are secondary indications. And for example, in China, amazingly, the African swine fever is back in China. They're getting another run of African swine fever. They found 7 dead wild boar in a river, I think it was on Thursday. And you know, so once again, they're cranking up. The chickens in China tend to be in the Wuhan area.
Oh, shocking.
Shocking, bad idea, you know, that kind of central China stuff, central coastal China. And it turns out that the Hubei region is the largest manufacturer of fertilizer in the country, and more importantly, is the largest, by far the largest manufacturer of the type of fertilizer that goes in rice production.
Right.
All that has been shut down, and the planting season for rice in China is from the last week in February to about the third or fourth week in March. Mm-hmm. So we're pretty well done. There was no fertilizer. The yields are going to be terrible. You know, chicken was supposed to be the answer to pork in China. Well, that's about to explode, according to experts here in the U.S. So the bottom line is the great globalism, you know, is failing not only in the countries that got that lost the jobs, it's failing in the places where the jobs went. So even if you could find people to work in China, the infrastructure is not going to be there because it never was real.
Right.
They never built a real economy. They basically found a way to do a deal with guys like Joe Biden and Barack Obama, and it worked really well.
It became deal-making rather than an economy. I remember you talking about that years ago. I know that you've traveled to China. You've advised the Chinese government on numerous occasions. I want to put it out there for anybody who wants to call in. It's 215-867-8255. It's 215-867-8255. We got our slick new phone answering system going on here. So if anybody wants to call in and ask Chris a question, I think, Chris, that we're starting to see the demise of the Chinese empire, so to speak. Do you sense them lashing out? And I'm talking about the government now through Xi Jinping.
Right. Well, I would be careful on that comment. You know, I think that's a process. This has been imploding from the start. You know, the question is, who's going to implode first? Are the politicians in China going to implode, or are the people going to implode? One of the things about city folk is they make a lot of noise, but they're weak. They have things to lose.
Right.
You know, they're not willing to risk what they have. Rural people tend to be just the opposite, very self-sustaining. You know, they can literally live off the land, and when they're upset, it's a whole different game. You remember that Mao Zedong had a revolution in 1932 in Shanghai, and they all just got absolutely spanked, and that was the end of that. Then at the end of World War II, of course, he was in the countryside, and he mobilized the countryside, and of course, they won the Chinese Revolution. The first thing they did is they went into the city of Shanghai and assassinated about 100,000 people. I mean, you think Joe Stalin was a bad dude, you know, and he really, really was. But just on volume, you know, Mao Zedong made him look like a sissy.
Yeah, yeah. A lot of people don't understand that. Of course, that's the digression of all the communists and socialists as they assume power, is to round up the usual suspects. Got a lot of that sort of talk going on under these circumstances right now. I guess the bigger question, though, for us in New California, because you're talking about a severe implosion economically, this is going to continue to exacerbate the financial demands on the resources of California. And one of the things we were watching over the weekend was a complete clown show. Clown show. I mean, it's just, all you needed was the red nose and the wig for Gavin Newsom, but a complete clown show going on by Gavin Newsom and his so-called staff. You had your energy czar there, your Health and Human Services, and they offered, Chris, absolutely no help or solutions for Californians in general under these circumstances. And of course, the real conclusion is they've got no money to offer anything in terms of help of any way.
Well, it's very interesting that you're talking about California's plan, because California is very, you know, virtue signaling that they don't produce any, you know, carbon dioxide.
Right.
You know, they're a pristine. Well, that's because that we import our electricity from Utah, which burns coal.
Shocking.
I mean, it is the most hypocritical statement in the world. The only problem with, you know, virtue signaling is there's no capacity here in California. There is no pipelines to bring in oil and natural gas from, you know, Texas. There really isn't. You know, California thought they could defy economics, and of course, we'll just double down or triple down or quadruple down on alternatives, all of which their friends own. And now you're in a situation that it never made sense economically, so they want to triple down on the subsidies. It's going to be a dangerous game they're playing.
So let's talk this just for a second here about, you know, you have PG&E, you have Southern California Edison and San Diego Gas and Electric, I think it's called, or Gas and whatever. We're buying Utah electricity. What does that do for the rate of electricity that we pay?
Well, interesting. Oh. In an energy state, California pays 20 cents per kilowatt hour. Industrial pays, I believe, 17 or 18 until about a year ago. Industrial paid the same as consumer, which doesn't make any sense because, of course, industrial is a volume customer. So essentially, they got no discounts on volumes. But we're paying 20 cents per kilowatt hour, and they're paying 6 cents in Texas. I mean, eventually, you know, people who do business, because manufacturing requires, you know, these things called energy inputs and human inputs. Energy is usually 13.5% of inputs, and human input is usually 8.5% of manufacturing, according to sales price. So California has defied the laws of economics and been able to get away with it because globalism, the ports of LA and Long Beach were 60% of all, you know, incoming and outgoing transit. California had Silicon Valley with all its tech companies. And, of course, you know, California had a very, very large agricultural and other type of structures. You add that together, and it was a game you could play as long as you could sell municipal bonds. And we started this conversation saying that the next shoe to drop is municipal bonds. What's going to happen when people take a look at California and go, if I give them money, they're not required by law to give it back? I mean, you can file a bankruptcy as a state or local government, state, county, or local government, and it's called a Chapter 9 proceeding. And in that Chapter 9 proceeding, unlike other, you know, bankruptcies, there's no way for the lenders to grab the assets. They must be part of a workout. Don't you know that workout? So, you know, California could just simply suspend all of the payments on municipal bonds and laugh for a while. Of course, they'll never get another loan, but they'll laugh for another 6-8 months.
Well, you know, it's kind of funny when you mention that, when one of the things that we exposed about the Orange County bankruptcy, and again, Orange County just really emerged just a few years ago, I think, from ending up that that debacle in 1994, December. They just finally paid everybody off, like you said, because there was a workout that was done. But, you know, some of that stuff, which I thought was just incredible, like one of the school districts that borrowed money to invest and lost their rear end, they were claiming assets of $10 billion. And one of the people that we were using as an investigator was a person who was specialized in property valuations with an incredibly large company. And he picked it up like a book and said, "What is this bogus report claiming $10 billion for a school district?" A school district claiming that. And they were using that to, of course, borrow money to invest, which was just a psycho crazy thing. But that's what the crazies do when they really don't know even what the numbers are, what the zeros are behind each number.
Well, they just plug them in, Paul. It's not like they really know how to do the math.
Well, you know,
they know what they need to do to get the most money. Somebody tells them what they need to say, and they say it.
Well, you know, it was kind of interesting. When pressed, the committee that we were working on to investigate that, the actual school district produced about a 6-inch thick document justifying the fact that they actually did have $10 billion in assets. And that just floored everybody. Where did that come from? And, of course, when you started to look at it, you found out they had a boat, they had several airplanes in the school district. I mean, it was just completely bogus. But they got their money, and, of course, they lost it in the bankruptcy. And put so many kids at risk in terms of bad education, which, of course, that's what would ultimately happen. But this is the kind of stuff right now. There's more of that all throughout the state of California. There's more of that to come. And, of course, with the last 8 years or 10 years of Jerry Brown and Gavin Newsom, there's even more. And we're starting to find out more and more about some of these bond deals, some of these loans, and so on. I'm sure that when people start to investigate the municipal bond issues in California, you're going to find just enormous graft in the communities that were, I guess you would say, wanting to borrow him.
Managing the reported balance sheet. I think that's the point.
Is that
you're
it?
Kind of
yeah. Yeah.
Stock market right. opened down 1,500.
So they finally opened it.
Yeah. Yeah. And you know what it took? It took less than 20 minutes. I mean, in the 1987 crash, it took as much as 3.5 hours to get some stocks open.
Right. Right.
So I mean, we're not going to zero, although it's going to feel like zero. It's going to be there. It's going to go down to the point where all of the weekends are washed out. And, you know, if you didn't understand that and you were buying stocks and bonds, I feel really sorry for you, because most folks didn't really understand the amount of risk they were getting involved in. You know, a big part of this is the fact that the Federal Reserve and others pushed interest rates so far down that a lot of seniors had no choice but to try to slide over the stock market and speculate and live off the speculations. I think that's very sad. The fact is that that normally a decline in the stock market is about 50%. Bear markets go down 50%. It's been that way historically. Some go faster, some go slower, mm-hmm. but it's down 50%. Personally, there is no way to quantify how far it could go down. There's no brilliant mind out there that, you know, has a very credible way of quantifying, you know, how low it can go. So one of the things that you should be investing in, though, is New California. You know, we started this process, and a lot of good people started this process over and over and over ever since the 1940s, that this crazy thing in California doesn't make sense. It's too big. It's got an incredibly, you know, 180 difference in attitudes. On the one side, they just don't believe economics works. And the other side, they, you know, have small businesses, farms, do rural things, you know, really care about that. One side thinks that, you know, children are a violation of Gaia, Mother Gaia. And on the other side, there are people who are families. So why don't we just part our ways, and the social justice wonderland can be on one side and New California can be on the other. So if you're not supporting New California, it's time for you to stop complaining and start doing it, because this is part of a movement that's about to win. At the end of this sad story is going to be a rejection of California, and California is going to need a bailout. And the only one that's going to be able to bail it out is going to be New California. You heard me right. We're going to pay for our freedom because we can.
Yeah, and we're in a very unique position to do that, because it will be clearly a budding economy that will be able to be unshackled from all the things that California has to say or has to do with us. Hey, wait, Chris, we got to run for time, and thanks a lot for being with us. We got the music coming up and closing out of the hour, and great job. And we'll probably come back to you sometime today, maybe, and find out what's going on. We might be on YouTube covering everything today on live YouTube. So anyway, thanks a lot, Chris.
Thank you. Join New California. Make it happen.
That's right. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, we're coming up to the end of the hour here, again, the market is down. It's 1,500. It opened up and closed immediately at the trading at the bell when the trading session opened. It's taken a break. It's taken its 15-minute break, and now they're down. I'm trying to get a live feed from the business portion of things, and they're not giving it to me right now. Maybe that's down too. But anyway, we got a long ways to go yet. We've got several weeks of craziness going on in the markets and shutdowns all over the place. The coronavirus seems to have to run its spread. And, of course, as long as they keep this panic going on, all brought to you by the globalists. You know, this is something that's been pent up. This is what they've wanted to do for years. They've pulled the plug on so many things, and here we are having to go through this. Anyway, thanks for listening to Agenda 21 Radio. And remember to visit our website, a21r.com, and stay strong, because we're exceptional America.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
You're listening to Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio. Stay tuned for more of Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio.
We'll be right back.
This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.